Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing well. We are glad to be with you on a Monday that saw the Tigers win the series. Now I want to address something right out of the gate. Chicago was in town, best team in the National League record-wise. MLB.com updated standings, the number 2 team in baseball behind the Detroit Tigers. Now I'll get this out of the way right away. I was wrong on my prediction. The Tigers did not sweep the Cubs. Made the prediction because I've been really impressed with the resiliency, and I love the pitching matchups, and the questionable game was Saturday's game, and it turned out the pitching chaos struggled again, and it might be something that maybe gets put on the back burner here for a while. I mean, it comes down to the A.J. Hinch has done a great job manipulating matchups, and that's another example of it. It just hasn't had the results that it did last year, and what happened last year might be the most sort of I don't want to say unreliable, but that might have been their biggest smoke and mirrors trick, was pitching chaos that carried them into the playoffs. Now they've got something that's not smoke and mirrors at all. They got a 1-2 punch of Scooble and Flaherty that were dominant this weekend. And if you look at the Tigers' resume and you start talking about, can this team win a World Series? That's bullet point one. Scooble and a version of Jack Flaherty that is also dominant. And if those guys are on and you get to the postseason and they're pitching like this, Tigers are going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem for everybody in Major League Baseball. They could win the whole thing if those guys are on. Now, when you hand them the baseball, it doesn't guarantee anything. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a win. All you got to do is look to the deciding game 5 last year against Cleveland, when the Tigers handed the ball to Scooble and it didn't work out. I'm not mad at Tarek Skubal. It's just realistically, no matter how good you are, you doesn't mean you're going to win every game. That's just baseball. And it's one hell of a team right now. They got a shot. Something caught me off guard, though, today, Gator, and that is we spent a ton of time excited about the crowd and people showing up, and a little bit of pushback, like that people need to get more on board, that this is a team that ranks 20th and 19th in baseball in attendance. And one guy went so far as to say, we shouldn't be celebrating this. It's a disappointment that it's taken this long, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it's completely weather related, but to each their own. Look at it from this point forward. Are we going to see big crowds at a ballpark? I suspect that we will. And I totally expect this to happen because the team is the best team in baseball. It looks like this is for the long haul. I mean, they play a good brand of baseball. They run the bases extraordinarily well. They play good defense. Their starting pitching has been outstanding, and their hitters are all seemingly above average. They're doing this without real superstars except for Scooble. It's a fun brand of baseball to watch. Different guys show up every game to show up as a hero. Whether it's somebody who's thrust into the first at bat of the season, like Jamai Jones, shows up with a home run.
First pitch he sees. There was something magical about right. that.
You know, or if it's breaking a 1-for-18 slump like Torkelson did with two hits, including a home run in the game that they had. He had a good weekend. We had a number of players that were not performing all that well recently that all of a sudden this weekend, they crept back up into the conversation because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this team is not getting into really elongated slumps individually, and they certainly aren't doing it as a team. The longest losing streak they've had this year is, what, 3 games?
Yep.
And they answer those 3-game losing streaks with win streaks, big win streaks. So, love how they're playing baseball. Take 2 out of 3 against the Cubs. Awesome. Cubs are the second-best team in baseball going into that series. And the Tigers now have increased the lead in the division to 7 games. Was 6 games going into the weekend, and now it's up to 7.
248-539-9797. Yeah, I mean, we could sit here and we could talk about everything. I mean, they have almost double the next closest lead of a team in baseball. I don't know who it is. I saw somebody's 4 games up and the Tigers are 7 games up. It's the biggest, most comfortable. My apologies. The Yankees are 4.5 games up, so it's not really almost double, but it's a healthy lead compared to everybody else.
Yeah, so they get back in action tonight at Baltimore, a very hitter-friendly ballpark, taking on a team that started off the season like mung. I mean, Baltimore is horrible to start the season, yep. And now they've won 10 of the last 14 games. They're playing much better. They lost yesterday, but they're playing much better baseball. We'll see what shows up this week. They've got, a lefty to start off and then 2 right-handed pitchers.
Yep.
So maybe we won't see that left-handed heavy lineup that we can put out there on a night-in-night-out basis, but it'll give opportunity to these guys, too. It's going to show us something. Who do they trust? Who does A.J. Hinch trust as a left-handed hitter against a starting left-handed pitcher?
Let's get back to your open line calls. We're going to Paul in Clinton Township. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Public service announcement. It does not start tonight. The series starts tomorrow night.
True. Sorry. Thank you.
So that said, Gator, I completely agree on the weather part, but I got to be honest. Part of this fan base, guys, I want to say what I want to say, but then I don't want you guys to click me off. Part of the fan base is, you know, you spent all of Friday on every show after a 2-2 series against the White Sox, listening to people call up and talk about why the team wasn't that good or wasn't going to do this or was going to come back to this. Part of the fan base just flat out still doesn't buy in. And it isn't just on your stations. Go to some of the Tiger pages on social media. It's inundated with people complaining about this guy, wanting to send that guy down, and this guy should have never been this. Part of the fan base just flat out doesn't buy in yet. And while I agree with Gator, weather has played a huge part, I still say you got a part of this fan base that's still, you know, sitting on the sidelines and just complaining.
Well, look, Paul, I don't know if you heard our Champ and Chump nominations earlier in the show. Gator's Chump nominations are people that are criticizing A.J. Hinch. And
Gator's choice is right on the money. And I heard some of those. There were literally not just one or two, multiple people calling, literally, whether it's emotional or not, uttering the words, calling for his job. People are crazy. One problem you have when your baseball team has been bad for a while and then they get good, you pull casuals out of the woodwork that don't understand anything but just want to, you know, watch the local team that's having success, and you get some of those stupid comments, bottom line.
Okay, so this is interesting. You heard people calling for A.J. Hinch's job?
3 different texts to Rieger's show on Friday said he should have been fired. Go online, because he did a double when he Dingler, he sent up to pinch hit, then he pulled him, and then he sent Keith up to pinch hit. That set people off. And
that's why they might show.
And go online and read some of the pages.
Wow.
There's people out there that have, it's ridiculous.
Social
now, I get
media
it.
Social media is what it is, right? You can, some of the worst out there, because there's no checks and balances on social media. You can hide behind a catchy username and go out and come up with the hottest take in the world. Is it really how you feel, or is it just you feeling empowered to write something on a message board? I don't really care what people say on a message board. If people want to text into this show and please sign your name to it, because we love to have the accountability. You know, it's nice to have the conversation. But I think in our business, what we learn is that the negative comes out more than the positive because people just like to bitch. Is that really how people feel, or is that just a small vocal minority? I think it's probably a small vocal minority, because it's hard to complain about a team that is 43-24, 19 games above 500, with the best record in baseball, that just took down the Cubs in a best of three series, and that's the best team in the National League. It's hard to really complain about this team. It almost seems like any complaining we do is a little bit of nitpicking, but it all works itself out because the organization is so well run now with the president of operations and the manager working in concert to find the best roster they can and trusting in the manager to do what's best in each game, in each at bat, in each pitch.
AJ Hinch is far from perfect.
Nobody is.
No, he gets things wrong. He plays cards that don't always work out. But I use the term all the time, the net-net. Like, when it gets right down to it, is what he doing helping them win more than it's helping them lose? And I don't know how it can be answered any other way, but yes. And to want him fired.
It's ridiculous. Like, when you see the outfielders making the catches that they can make,
yeah,
it starts with being lined up in a position that's going to be best for this person at the plate. Like, mm-hmm. They study all this stuff. Hey, we need you to move 10 paces to the left. And, you know, more often than not, you see a ball hit to an outfielder, and they don't have to move. They're perfectly placed. They do their homework. They know what's going on. They know the tendencies. They know all the analytics of where players are going to hit the ball, what types of pitches that they're going to swing at. They know all of this stuff. And that's the difference now in baseball with the way the game is managed compared to what it was 25 years ago when nobody was looking at the analytics.
248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. We'll talk some Lions at 12:30. It's 97.1, the ticket. Hey, it's Doug Carr. Summer savings are in full swing at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Right now, you can lease the new 2026 model Equinox LT for just $349 a month with zero money down. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or SaySarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount. Finance through Ally Financial or Dort, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees. With approved credit, offer ends at the end of the month. Yeah, this Orioles series coming up is wild. Because you think about, we just did the, you know, imagine where baseball was a year ago in Detroit and where it is right now. Same thing for Baltimore. 1 year ago, Baltimore was that rare team that was competing to be a postseason baseball team that was talked about as being one of the big buyers at trade deadline because they had a lot to play for. A year ago, Baltimore was 42-22. In the number one wild card spot. Detroit baseball was as dead can be here in Detroit, even though the team's record was, I think they were just below 500 at this time a year ago. But when it came off TV, they had gotten off to actually a pretty hot start, cooled off. There just wasn't a lot of baseball buzz. But Baltimore was that rare team that was in both of the categories that you want to be in as a baseball team. You either want to be contending for the World Series or you want to be just stockpiling young talent, building a treasure chest of young talent that everybody's jealous of. Oh, you got this guy, you got that guy. He's going to be a star. That guy's going to be a star. Baltimore was that team that was doing both, contending for a postseason spot and had a treasure trove of young prospects, right? 1 year later, Baltimore is 26-38. Their MLB.com just recently had their prospect rankings. Baltimore ranked 15th. Detroit, 1 year later, is 43-24 and has a number one system in baseball. And I was in awe of Baltimore last year. I mean, how do you get to do this? How do you get to be so good and have so much in the pipeline? And I mean, I guess it goes to show a couple things. One is, you know, prospects don't always pan out. In fact, the hit rate on prospects is not great. The more you have, the better, right? But, you know, you just hope as a team that you've got it right and those guys are all going to pan out. It's just amazing where we are a year later. I can't believe that Detroit is now that team. And it's not overnight, but this happened quickly.
It did, and I think some of the things with the prospect rankings, they change because some guys have matriculated onto the major leagues.
True.
And some are just because players have slipped in their rankings. But Baltimore is playing better right now. Like I mentioned earlier, 10-4 in the last 14 games. They're starting to turn some things around. And guys just got off to horrific starts on that team.
Yep.
It's a team that has some talented players, but they've also lost some guys. Santander produced for them last year and signed a free agent contract to do less than nothing now with Toronto. Sorry, no offense there.
It's okay.
But that's just one example of having a guy that was really good for you last year, but you don't have because of free agency. And the guys that were really good from last year off to bad starts, like Adley Rutschman and others. And Gunnar Henderson couldn't possibly duplicate what he did last year, right? So it's a work in progress to see if they're going to get better, but they do have talent, and you've got to be aware of it. I love where the Tigers are at. I think Birchie Kidd had a stat last night on SportsWorks. The Tigers in the last 111 games not only have the best record in baseball, they've won 5 more games than anybody else over that time. That's impressive.
So they're 5 games clear of the next closest team.
It shows you that last year when they were doing things to pitching chaos, the people said it wasn't sustainable. Okay, they did something else. They made some additions in the offseason that have worked out. They've gone to pitching chaos, 1 out of 10 games maybe this year?
Yep.
I don't know what the actual percentage is or actual number of games, but it feels like it's a low percentage now. But they have more of a rotation, and they're continuing what they did. They're winning at the same torrid pace they did to finish the year last year when people were saying, oh, yeah, well, the Tigers, they just benefit because Minnesota sucked. No, the Tigers had to play well, and Minnesota had to suck. And now Minnesota's been a little bit of an average there, but the Tigers have continued on. So now what's the excuse? There's no excuse. Yeah. It's the best team in baseball.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. Mondays mean champ and chump. Gator, my champ of the weekend with Spencer Torkelson. 5-for-12. 2 game-winning RBIs. He gave the Tigers a lead for good on Friday night and Sunday with a home run on Friday and a 2-run double on Sunday. Just when people started to worry about him, he's back, baby, and it was a really good time against a really good baseball team.
I went with Carlos Alcaraz. He won the French Open after a grueling 5.5-hour match against Sinner, the Frenchman, and the Spaniard is just doing great. He's the best player in the world. He's won like 5 straight majors or appeared in 5 straight majors, whatever the stat is. He's incredible right now. He's the future of tennis, and so is Sinner. These guys, at this young age, could be battling each other for the next decade, and we're going to sit here and enjoy it if you're a tennis fan.
My chump of the weekend is I don't really have anybody I particularly want to chump, so I'm just going to chump me for my prediction that they'd sweep. They didn't. I got it wrong. I'll own the L.
Yeah, for me, it's just I get fed up when people constantly complain about things that are going well. And when we had the calls last week, people that were upset with AJ Hinch because he dared to pinch hit for Kerry Carpenter when he wants to do the righty-lefty thing, and if it doesn't work out, then, oh, it must be a terrible decision. Hey, you can't take Tarek Skubal out of the game just because he's got 90-something pitches. He's pitching well. The guy knows exactly what he's doing, okay? He knows how to manage this team and this staff. And they get case in point with Jamai Jones comes in to pinch hit for Kerry Carpenter. And the first pitch he sees in the major leagues this year is his first home run as a Detroit Tiger. It just launches it over the fence, and it's an amazing moment. And yeah, he's handling things just fine. Again, best team in baseball.
248-539-9797. Rick in Novi is next. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, all thank right. you.
I've been telling my buddies as long as they would listen for the last 4 weeks, I said, this team is going to the World Series. I see so many. They're the same things. I saw on the 68 team. I saw it on the 84 team. And I didn't quite see it on the 06 and the 12 teams. One of the things Scott just talked about, the guy comes up for, you know, rookie comes up, hits a home run right off the bat. And barring a major injury, I'm telling everybody, this team's going to be in the World Series. I don't know if they're going to win it, but they're going to the World Series.
So when you say you see similarities and you mentioned the rookie comes up, what else is the similarities between 68 and 84 that they didn't have in 06 or 2012?
The come from behind victories, for one. That 1968 team had 40 games where they were trailing or tied from the seventh inning on, and they won them. They were always known for that. And I don't know, I think the 12 and 16, the guys were just so young, especially the pitching staff. And, you know, it seemed like they were just totally overwhelmed in those two World Series. But, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, that was not a young pitching staff in 12.
No.
And in 06, Kenny Rogers was anchoring that staff. He was the best pitcher on the staff. I mean, but they did lean on Verlander, I guess.
Well, that's what I meant. And if you remember those guys, they would bunt on them, and they were fumbling the ball and couldn't throw it the first. And just all around, I didn't see the maturity on those teams that were on the 68 and 84 teams. But if I was a betting man, I would bet $1,000 right now they're going to the World Series.
On money, bet.
Too bad he's not a betting man.
Yeah.
I'd be able to turn that into parlay that into some money.
All right. A couple of guys became available today in the NFL. One, I think, makes more sense in Detroit than the other. We'll get to that today at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. 248-539-9797. Look, good weekend for the Tigers. Of course, it's not the only thing going on. Mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow. Three days, Kang, is that right? 3 days of mandatory minicamp. So this one's first one without Frank Ragnow. But I want to start with some news in other NFL towns. Let's start with Jair Alexander, released by the Green Bay Packers in a cost-cutting move that will save them I believe, $17 million this year and $19 million the following year. Cornerback, been hurt, but when healthy, an exceptionally good player. And then at this hour, there's news that Jermaine Pratt, the linebacker from Cincinnati, has been released. And you had his numbers in front of you earlier. One of the best tacklers in the NFL last year.
Top 10. He's only 29 years old, just turned 29. Last year had a career high 143 tackles. The year before had 118. I mean, this is kind of a trajectory a little bit like Alex Anzalone.
He's roughly the same age too, right?
Yeah, 29.
And we got word last week that Malcolm Rodriguez, who's going to, I mean, he's a part-time starter for them, but mostly he's a backup guy, depth guy. He might be out till November. Pratt or Alexander, I'd be more interested in Pratt. And I think about people's concern with the Detroit Lions. It's almost all exclusively on the front four. But if they were bringing a guy like Pratt, with the addition of DJ Reed, with young players growing up, I feel like the back seven would be pretty damn improved. It could really help this team defensively.
It could. But then you look at what are the Lions going to employ, though? I mean, if you've got Anzalone, you've got Jack Campbell in the middle, mm-hmm. right? So is that what Pratt would do as a linebacker? I mean, he's not going to take over for either one of those guys. So is it almost – you're not – who's going to play ahead of?
Yeah, and go back to what I said. Out of the two of them, I'd rather have Pratt than Alexander. I'm not sure either of them make sense. I would love for there to be a Jair Alexander or Jermaine Pratt of edge rushers
of
get
course,
released.
100%, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily need an off-ball linebacker right now. And with Pratt, I mean, Pratt's only got 3.5 career sacks, so it's not like he's, let's make him a pass rusher like they do with Derek Barnes. That's not the case with Pratt. So I don't know if he makes a ton of sense unless they just come at some kind of impasse completely with Anzalone, which I don't think that's going to happen. It seems like they're going to work that out. But if they can't, then that makes sense. If they're going to work it out, it doesn't make sense. Alexander, because he's been hurt for two straight years, you worry about that. However, if you can find a team-friendly contract that protects you from a guy who gets hurt all the time,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and work that out because you've got somebody who may not be all that thrilled with his former team in the Packers for doing this. You get the chip on the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and it's always fun to see those guys. But, you know, where does he, if he's healthy, he plays.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve in Roseville. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I don't understand. Man, look, go get Jair Alexander. Just we could use him in the secondary. I mean, even it just increases our depth. All it does is make us better. I understand the linebacker, but honestly, Jair Alexander, this guy's a premier player. What are we doing? Why are we even talking about this? Just go get him.
Because he hasn't been healthy.
I mean, he played 16 games in 2022. He played 7 games in 2023, 7 games in 2024. In 2021, he played 4 games.
Well, look at it this way. Maybe he's disaster-proofed at this point.
Yeah, I mean, is both Jair Alexander and Jermaine Pratt, if they want to be a part of a team that has a great chance to win, it makes sense here. Pratt was a team captain, and they love that kind of stuff. Jair Alexander is an outspoken guy. I don't know if he would necessarily fit in. They would know better than I would. I always think they shy towards team captains, but, you know, are other teams going to want those players more because they don't have starters? The Lions do.
On the other hand, look at it this way. Alexander can always teach.
Can he?
Why not? He's been around longer.
Well, just because you've been around for a long way doesn't...
Why wouldn't he share?
Because people don't always do that.
Well, maybe that'd be part of the reason they bring him in.
Well,
or part of the reason they don't.
Okay, you got to figure, if you're Jair Alexander, and the Lions call up and say, we'd like you to come in, and we're not sure you're going to be part of our starting rotation because you haven't been healthy, and we've got young guys and players we like, and we just brought in a vet. But you have a chance to play here. But if not, you can teach. Or some other team that has a screaming need for a starting corner, more so than the Lions do, has more right. money to offer.
The Dolphins call up and say, we'll give you a 2-year, $30 million contract.
So, we can sit here and talk about what makes for sense for us, because I think the same thing's true of Jermaine Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
Is he looking to play a role on a championship caliber team, which is what he might do here? And maybe he'd be better. Like, maybe he'd supplant one of the starters. But if he wants, if you want to win a championship, this is a good place to be. But you get into this weird place in players' careers where, getting themselves that last big contract becomes a priority too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like the same. There's a third player that's out there that is also very interesting because he's seemingly healthy now and ready to contribute. Everybody's showing off these videos of him, looks better than ever. And that's Nick Chubb, but he's a running back.
Yeah.
Again, it's a position the Lions don't necessarily need. Outstanding player.
And it looks Texans like just signed him.
I was going to say he's linked to the Texans and they think that they're going to get him, but that's okay. Another type of player. I guess what I'm saying is the same type of thing. Yeah. Alexander was once this Pro Bowl corner. Pratt had a Pro Bowl year. And Nick Chubb's been a Pro Bowl player, but all three are at positions where the Lions don't necessarily need to add.
Well, I mean, call, sure. But the fact is they probably are more likely to be more needed elsewhere.
Right.
And more money gets paid to them elsewhere.
I mean, my theory is you can never have enough corners in the league. And I would absolutely pick up the phone and call him and see where he's at physically and then talk about parameters of what he's looking for in a contract, knowing what the Lions can offer in a contract, which probably isn't much. Does that work or not? Because I like you. I totally agree. I think he's going to end up going somewhere where a team can offer him a legitimate, 2 or 3 year deal. Or even if it's just a 1 year deal, they'll take a chance on him and give him more money.
Now, Scott Anderson and Kang, is releasing of Jermaine Pratt freeing up money to get a new deal done with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's definitely helping that situation. Jermaine Pratt actually asked for a trade at the end of the year because he wanted a new deal that Cincinnati can't afford to give him. Cincinnati has a lot of problems with their cap and contracts really right now.
Because they're wide receivers.
Yeah, and that's before they even signed T. Higgins at that time, So they obviously chose T. Higgins. Doesn't look like they're going to go with Hendrickson with a new deal. At least that's what they're saying. Pratt, obviously, they couldn't find a trade partner, couldn't get a deal done with him, just straight up released him. So they're trying to free up money. Now, whether that's for Hendrickson or not, I don't know, but they're definitely trying to free up money.
Well, the money that was reported for Hendrickson that Cincinnati was willing to pay him for the year was, I think, $29 million, which is a ton, but it's still below market value. By releasing Pratt, they have freed up over $5 million in cap space. Can the Bengals now go back to Trey Hendrickson and say, okay, 29 didn't get it done. Now we got 34, but we're tapped at 34. Can he do 34? And does he look at that and say, that's more in the long of the line of what I'm thinking? I'll play out this year, and then I'll have free agency next year. It's possible.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. If you want to keep talking Lions, we'll do it. Something that we'll be watching when minicamp opens, we'll get to that today at 12:46, actually 12:50. And next hour, we'll get back into some Tiger stuff, as they are still the team with the best record in baseball, taking 2 of 3 from one of the best in the National League, the Chicago Cubs, over the weekend. It's 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, do you have a garage door that's making some really funny noises, or it's just kind of sluggish? It's not working as quickly or as nicely as you want it to? You suspect something's wrong. It probably is. Call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service. They're going to come over. They're going to diagnose the problem. And then better yet, they're going to fix that problem, because they've got expert technicians that have all the tools they need. They're going to be on site with their trucks and ready to work for you. I know this firsthand. Years ago, they came over to my house because my garage doors are working really slowly. They fixed the problem right there on the spot. And then when it's time to get new garage doors down the road, I knew there was only one place to call: Precision Garage Door Service. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com. Here's what's great about that. You set up that time for what works for you. You're not beholden to their window of opportunity. It's up to you and what you want to work with. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule that appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Want to get an update from our guy Kang behind the glass, who is not, I would not call him a golfer.
Oh, yeah.
I would call him an athlete. And having been on the golf course with him, I'm thinking he could be good at this sport. And the perfect thing happened to help him get better at golf. He had two small kids that take up most of his time. So you now can do nothing but practice your swing. I say facetiously. I'm about to be an empty nester. So my golf game, I'm hoping, is about to take a big step forward. That's probably wishful thinking. Anyway, Kang, you participated Friday. You were off work because you were in a scramble, a charity event. You prepared for it by going to the range once and swinging a golf club for the first time in years.
And then the day before, I went to onto my front lawn and just took some swings without actually hitting a ball. But okay. You know,
how many swings do you think you took on the front lawn?
On the front lawn?
10?
I don't know, 25.
All right. You're ready. You're ready.
That's all he needed, people.
Well, it was a great charity called the Poppy Projects for those that have suffered, like, you know, infancy, pregnancy losses, things like that, which, you know, actually people need to know more about because it happens more than people think.
Yep.
And so I was invited by a friend who helps run that, and he knew I didn't golf, but, you know, obviously you don't have to be a great golfer to participate in one of these things.
Yeah, you're going to have fun, and you're donating to a really good cause.
Yeah, and they did a great job out there. You know, there was just, you know, a bunch of raffles. There's a lunch at the turn. There's dinner afterwards. Open bar for a little bit. All that stuff. And so I went out there, and you know, as expected, I think obviously some poor shots, but on the positive side, some pretty good shots. I think we used like two of my shots, maybe one or two of my shots actually.
Wait.
Your drives?
They weren't drivers. Trust me, the driver was slicing all day. It was more like I was using the three and the four. I think they were hybrids or something. Is that what it is?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they're woods or hybrids.
Yeah, one woods. Or I don't know, man.
But
I called all those irons wedgie thingies.
Well, you sent a text that was confusing. I'm going to see if I can read this verbatim. We read it on the air, and we were trying to figure out what this means because you were participating when we were on the air Friday. So, all right. How's golf going?
Mm-hmm.
Bad. Not too bad. Very bad.
Yeah, that's how the day was going so far. In the beginning, it was bad. Then it wasn't too bad.
Oh, okay.
Then it got very bad.
Oh, okay, because we thought you meant it's not too bad. It's merely very bad.
No.
Which made us think you had very low expectations.
I mean, by then I might have been on the, who knows, ninth hole or something. You know, if I broke it down, it was, you know, bad, not too bad, and then very bad.
So where did you play?
West Wind in Oakland Township.
Oh, that's not going to help. That is a difficult golf course.
Nice.
No, it's really nice. It's really nice. It's the course. It's right next to.
There's some long holes, man.
The public course is next to Wingate, which is a private course. West Wind is difficult. Yes, and there are some long holes. Lots of trees.
Yeah. I only lost like four balls, I want to say. That's not bad.
No.
I don't golf.
I know.
Were you hitting it far enough where it was going to find a space to get lost?
Yeah. So I played my slice. You know what I mean? I played it to the left. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that kept me in play. And if it wasn't in play, it was like on the fringe. You know, I did end up in a backyard, but it was in their backyard and I saw it.
So you pick it up and
yeah.
move on to wherever the good shot was.
Exactly. Yep. Thank God for the scramble.
So the other players in your group.
All right. The great thing is, so this is funny. I tell him right away. I just want to tell that my buddy is with me. He actually golfs. So he's a decent golfer. And I brought him for a reason because of that, right? He's going to help me out, pick out clubs and all that stuff. You know, even though he doesn't know what I hit, but he knows what, you know, how I can hit. He judged me by first few holes. The pair in front of us, one guy you could tell he golfs a decent amount, you know? So we had two decent golfers. Then me, I told him straight up, I don't golf, so bear with me. And then his buddy had hurt his finger the day before, had a splint on his finger, goes, I only can chip and putt. So we took turns basically taking his drive or whatever off the tee.
We get an extra one, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you remember what you guys shot for the scramble round?
We ended up 3 or 4 under.
Really?
Yeah.
With basically having two golfers.
Exactly. Those guys are pretty good, man. Honestly, they saved us. I did drill one putt that we used. Nice. That was for par.
Attaboy.
And you couldn't play. It was bogey golf. Nothing over bogey. So.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, good. I'm glad. Now, does it make you want to go back for more?
You know what? I'm not like I'm never golfing again. But I'm also not like I need to get back out there. So there's a couple things for me. The pace of play is a little slow. You know, like I'm a guy, like, let's hit it, pick it up, let's go, right? Because I'm not invested like yet, like you guys are yet, you know, with the score and everything, especially with a scramble. And then you have to wait for, of course, when the course is busy, you got to wait for the guys in front of you and you're just chilling for the lot.
How about the range? You ready to go back to the range anytime soon?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hit
there
the
it
range.
Is. Okay.
I don't mind
that's
it.
That's a start. Okay.
I will give you guys credit, though. Golf is was more taxing than I expected.
What
like
do you mean?
18 holes in the sun. Back was a little sore. Right wrist was a little sore here. It's probably because I'm swinging incorrectly is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably.
But you had a glove, though, right?
Yes, I had a glove. Okay. I was a little tired, but probably beers helped that.
Oh, good. All right, well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, maybe I'll come. Can you guys invite me one time?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I don't really do anything until August because my weekends are
August?
Shot. Yeah.
It's the end of summer.
I know, dude. I know.
Remember when he said he was an empty and about to become an empty
right?
roster?
Not until...
The golf is so low on his list of priorities of stuff he would do in the summer.
Well, it won't be. I mean, it's one more season of summer baseball. And then, but yeah.
And then the tour.
And then I'm... And look out, John Deere.
Right?
Here comes Doug. No,
here comes the new Michael Block.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we said we get to what to watch with the Lions at minicamp. First all's health, right? How's Aiden Hutchinson look coming back from injury? Any updates on Aleem McNeil, where he is? Amon-Ra had knee surgery. He says he's fine, but everybody.
Derek Barnes.
Yeah, we're really, really all vested here in a healthy football team. It feels like this season's already taken a massive shot by losing Frank Ragnow. But at the end of the day, health would be the number one thing that we want to see is some evidence that this team is healthy, right?
Yeah, it's
or healthier
because they lost so many guys last year to it, and then when they had their first involuntary workouts this year, the OTAs, it was a laundry list of players that weren't participating. for a variety of reasons. So now that we're a couple weeks past that, now this is mandatory minicamp. Who's able to practice and who isn't able to practice? And if they're limited, why are they limited? Mm-hmm. You want to know about the health of the players. I want to know about the rookies. I want to see them. It's development of the offensive line is probably the number one thing for me. Is, okay, who's lining up with the first team? You know, I expect that Glasgow and Ratledge are both lining up with the first team, but at what position?
Well, here's what it was in OTAs. It was Mahogany at left guard. More often than not, I saw this, I believe it was Tim Twentyman. Mahogany at left guard, Ratledge at center, Glasgow at right guard.
More often than not, but they did get...
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Frazier.
Glasgow had reps at center.
Frazier, Owasika, Nice, Manu, other guys that could be a factor here. And I'm sure it's going to be straight up experiment, and because it's about finding the best three, and there's some positional flexibility. So
I want to hear about how quickly, if it's Ratledge at center, how quickly is he able to pick up the offense where he's able to call the coverages? And is it? And that's a great question. Maybe I should ask. It's not a great question just because I asked it, but if maybe it's something to ask John Jansen about, is that part of the game that translates easiest from college to pro? An offensive lineman being able to call out protections because you've been doing it. If in the case of Tate Ratledge, I mean, he was a guard, not a center, but you're kind of knowing what that's going to be about from one level to the next. You see different defenses, but is that the hardest
part? I think it's a lot
to
put on a rookie.
Probably is.
But, you know, this at this point, you know what I wouldn't be? I wouldn't be shocked if he's really good and if he's really good from day one. Because if I take a look at Brad Holmes' track record, I have faith that they are finding good players. And he's not going to hit on all of them. But if you ask me right now, will Ratledge be a starter and actually help this team this coming year? I would argue yes. And it's because of my faith in Brad Holmes and his ability. What we're asking of a rookie interior offensive lineman isn't easy. But I just keep thinking about who's the guy that brought him in here. And the guy who brought him in here has done one hell of a job at finding talent and bringing it in. 248-539-9797. You want to keep talking Lions? We can do so. Champ and Chump, get those votes in. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.